I want to welcome you to episode 284 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? As always, you guys are. You know I appreciate it. And this is going to be a bit of an abbreviated podcast. And the reason is I'm working. Yeah, I know. I didn't think it would happen either. But it has been a busy few days. So Saturday, I hosted a beautiful concert done by Jonathan Butler, a jazz guitarist and vocalist from South Africa who knew Nelson Mandela and marched with Bishop Desmond Tutu and did a concert for Nelson Mandela's birthday. So I hosted that. He did it from his house, but it was cool. He had a big enough house. It was good. And then Sunday, I did my Nowhere Comedy Club show through Zoom. A lot of you tuned in. I always appreciate that. It's a weird way to do a show, but it was fun. Lots of new material. And when I do new material in these Zoom shows, it's truly new because there's no way to practice it. But I did that. Tomorrow, I am going to Vegas. Vegas, baby! I'm doing a show in a bubble. What that means is there's a basketball tournament called The Five. It's like a professional three-on-three basketball tournament, and I'm going to do a show. So everyone's been tested. Everyone stays in the hotel and goes to the arena. They actually booked an entire hotel just for this event. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to be at the hotel. I'm not going to be there 24 hours. I'm just going in to do the show. So they say I don't need to get tested, but that may change when I get there. But anyway, I'm going to be live in front of an audience, which I've only done once in the past 4 months. So I don't know how it's going to go or what I'm going to talk about. But hey, I'm busy. I hope you're sitting down. I bought a plane ticket today. And I didn't just buy a plane ticket. I bought a plane ticket to Tampa, Florida. You know what that means. It might be my last plane ticket. Florida. The hell is wrong with me? But I'm going to be doing Side Splitters next month. They are... It's a club I love. It is. They cut it down to less than half capacity, social distancing, masks. I'm bringing my own microphone. I'm going to do it as safely as possible. Some say I'm crazy. Others, I know comics who've been there, who've been to Florida and are okay. Listen, people, I got to work. I think that we all have different levels of what we're willing to do to, you know, I don't know, get our lives back to normal or work or whatever. So I'm going to do it. Is it a chance? Yeah, it's a bit of a chance. I don't consider it a super risk, but it's a chance. But I'm going to do my best to stay away. I wear a mask and yeah, that's it. So just buying a plane ticket, being online, shopping for a plane ticket. I was like, wow, I remember this. I did this back before 2020 came. So there's that. So that's what's going on. So the podcast, I might be a little short, but, you know, certainly no shortage of stupidity. There never is. I'm going to start with Donald Trump, because in the immortal words of my friend Lewis Black, because why the fuck not? So you may or may not have seen the interview with Chris Wallace on Fox on Sunday morning. And all I can say is, when we reach the point that Fox News is calling Trump a liar and not wanting to sit there through his bullshit, I think we're pretty much done. So, you know, Trump tried to say that Biden wants to abolish police, and Chris Wallace called him right out and said, no, he didn't say that. He never said that, and so on. But what is even more fun, so Trump is bragging about having passed this cognitive skills test, the MoCA test. And I looked it up, and you can look it up yourself. It's MOCA, and you can look it up. You can actually take the test yourself. I want to give you some of what he's bragging about, okay? In the naming portion, there's a picture of a lion, a rhinoceros, and a camel. I just passed that portion. In the visuospatial slash executive portion, it asks you to draw a clock at 10 past 11. Yeah, this is the test. The memory portion, read a list of words, do a recall after 5 minutes. The words, face, velvet, church, daisy, red. In 5 minutes, you have to remember that. So what I'm saying is, this ain't the most difficult test. This isn't a test you would necessarily brag about passing. And this test, what it tests for is dementia. So the best you can do if you pass this test is prove that you don't have dementia. That's what he's bragging about. So there's that. Over and over. Yeah. All right. Enough of that idiot. Let's go to somebody who, this guy, you know, everybody talks heroes, right? I'm a hero. So I went to the Walmart and I refused to wear a mask and I cursed out a minimum wage worker. I'm a real American hero, some bitch. Yeah. Heroes are one of the, I think, definitions of heroes are ordinary people who do extraordinary acts. And there's a man named Christopher David in Portland. And Christopher David's 53 years old, and he's a graduate of the Naval Academy, former member of the Navy Civil Engineer Corps. So there's no questioning his being an American, a real American, all right? This guy graduated from the Naval Academy. And he lives in Portland. And he was watching the secret police in Portland, these we don't know for sure if they're Homeland Security or what they are, but they wear fatigues that say police and they drive around in vans and they grab the protesters in Portland and they beat them and they gas them and they lock, you know, take them away. Yeah, that is in America. That is happening. So he wanted to know what was going on with that. He wanted to truly know what was going on with that. So he went down there. He went down to one of the protests. And he said he tried to keep his distance. He wanted to stay back. He's got some health problems. He asked a woman when the feds would show up. She said she didn't know, et cetera, et cetera. Then the federal officers came, and he watched them. They rushed a line of protesters. Mind you, these protesters were pregnant women. Yeah, they were moms forming a protest line. But they rushed them. And he walked up to them, and he said to them, quote, why are you not honoring your oath? Why are you not honoring your oath to the Constitution? Now, he's talking as a Navy veteran that this is the oath that they take. One officer trained his weapon on David's chest. Several agents pushed him. They beat him with a baton. He stood there. He actually stood there while, and you can see the video online. It's horrible and great at the same time. And so this undercover cop in fatigues, a wannabe military guy, is banging him with this baton, and the man is just standing there. So then, of course, they spray him with the, you know, canister of whatever pepper spray irritant they use. Chemicals are burning his eyes. He stumbles away and blah, blah, blah. Street medic assisted him. They get him to the hospital. His hand's broken, et cetera, et cetera. And people are calling him, you know, a defender of the city, super soldier. And he said he's none of these. He said there's just normal people out there. A whole group of pregnant moms linking arms while they got gassed. Okay, here's my thing about this man. This man's a hero. You know why? Because he was brave enough to stand there. So all these bitches who are in Walmart and Target and Trader Joe's, and there's another one of some woman in a liquor store refusing to wear masks and sitting on the floor and spitting at people. You're not heroes. You're fucking punks. You're bitches. This is a hero. This is a man who stood up. And when you talk about America, America isn't about refusing to wear a mask. real America, real, it's about standing up to, you know, they talk about standing up to tyranny. Stand up to the tyranny of the police. So kudos to this guy. Kudos to this man. I got the utmost respect for him. Christopher David is his name. And to stand there and take that beating and do it on video, yeah, that's a hero. This one, teachers in Florida are suing to close the schools. You know, Kaylee McEnany, the cockamamie, why don't they call her Kaylee Cockamamie? Why hasn't she got that name yet? The press secretary for Trump, she said, with a straight face, looking at people, with people in the room, with microphones, she said that science shouldn't stand in the way of opening schools. Well, yes, Kaylee, it should. Science should stand in the way. Now, some people are going to say, Alonzo, but you're going to Florida to do a show. Yeah, I'm going to Florida to do a show in a club, social distancing. People who choose to go there are going to try to make it safe. That's different than sending kids to school. All right, that's a whole different thing. And these are teachers who have to be in the room. And we've already heard stories of teachers getting infected and then taking it home and blah, blah, blah. Haven't they suffered enough? Isn't their job hard enough? Let me tell you something. To all the parents homeschooling, haven't you learned from trying to teach just your kids how hard a teacher's job is? Do you really need to throw them into a life-threatening situation with a virus? Listen, I know you don't want to be home with your kids, but your teacher don't want to be at school with your kids. Let's give it some time. Let's figure it out. Why do they have, I know why. It's all about money. Orange County, they want to open the schools. They found out it's being financed by a charter school group that, you know, people who back charters and want to do private schools. So they want the public schools to fail, blah, blah, blah. I know it's all about money, but this rush puts people in danger, and teachers have suffered enough and done enough over the years. No. Don't open the schools. And you know who says don't open the schools? The countries who are beating the virus. Now, Trump thinks, you know, the virus will go away. Yes, it will go away when everyone's dead. You fucking idiot. Sorry, I didn't mean to go there. He's not an idiot. He passed the test. He could identify a camel. That's got to be qualification to be president, right? I bet he got the camel right on the first one. I don't think he got the rhino on the first one, but I'm pretty sure he got the camel on the first one. So the governor of Florida is, I've said it before, so Florida, hurricanes are going to be afraid to go to Florida by the time this is done. I know I'm going, but I'm desperate. I got to get on stage. Don't worry. I'll live. And I'm not saying I'll live because Jesus is going to protect me. Okay, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm going to take precautions, and I hope these precautions work because Jesus gave me a brain. I'm going to go ahead and use it. Now, some people, well, you should stay home. I'm not staying home. I'm going to work. I need it. Please understand. Anyway, I support the teachers not going to work. You might call that hypocritical. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I'm saying that they have a right, and they shouldn't go to school, and parents shouldn't send their kids to school. It's dangerous. You're in a small, you've seen kids. Kids breathe on each other, spit on each other, bite each other. Just they can be animals. You can't just send them in there and lock them up. Speaking of science, Dr. Fauci, who, remember, we used to listen to this guy. He used to be allowed to talk before they decided the government knows more than the CDC. But he actually said this. So he talked about his worst nightmare has come true. Now, this is a man who has advised presidents since Reagan. His entire life has been involved with infectious disease. He was America's expert. You know it as well as I do. And he said his worst nightmare has come true. And it wasn't Donald Trump being elected, although it probably was, but that's not what he's talking about. He said, and I quote, "What kept me up at night is the emergence, usually jumping from an animal reservoir to a human, of a brand new virus that no one has ever seen before. Enter COVID-19, which meets the third criteria. It can be deadly." Bingo, he said. The worst nightmare comes true. So he knew that if this happened, a new virus that was transferred from animal to human with no cure, this is the worst thing he could have imagined. But we made it worse, because when he imagined this, when he thought this virus could come from animal to human and spread, et cetera, he didn't factor in an idiot. He didn't factor in that there would be an idiot in the White House who won't listen to doctors, who won't listen to scientists, who won't listen to the world, literally the world, Europe, which is closed, by the way. Europe is closed. Yeah. European scientists, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, the smartest people in the world, places that have closed, that did social distancing, that wore masks, etc. He won't listen to any of them. I'm sorry, Dr. Fauci, but you didn't put stupidity into play. And had you called me, Dr. Fauci, I would have told you, stupid don't get tired. Sure, you've been a doctor on infectious medicine for 50 years, but you sleep at night, don't you? You've taken weekends off. You've probably even taken vacations with your wife, who's also a scientist. Meanwhile, stupid was hard at work. Stupid was out there. Stupid don't get tired. And stupid put an idiot in office. And then stupid said, I can take the next 4 years off. And our idiot is proud. You're a doctor of infectious medicine. He's proud he could identify a camel. Which one is president? Yeah, we're doing well. Kanye. Fuck Kanye. Moving on. No, really, I can't get into it. The South Carolina thing, you heard. He said that Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. She just took them to other white people to work for, and he talked about abortion and blah, blah, blah. Now people, oh my God, poor Kanye, he's suffering from mental health. Fuck Kanye. I don't give a fuck if he is suffering from mental health. You know why? Because there are people who are really suffering from mental health and from mental illness, and they struggle to get help, and many of them are homeless and on the streets. Don't make no mistake. Look it up. Read it. Learn it. Homeless people, a lot of this started under Reagan, when Reagan emptied the mental health facilities that the government used to pay for, okay? So there are people who really need help. And you know what? They're not billionaires with millionaire friends and every possible resource to help them. So fuck Kanye. If he needs help, fuck off and get help. Just shut up, okay? Sorry. Done. Let's go to baseball. Baseball is back. My friend Ramon Islas is so happy that baseball is back. I'm cool with it. I'm curious as to what's going to happen bringing back modified sports. And again, this is not the most important thing in the world, all right? I get that. I understand. But baseball is going to have a 60-game season. They're going to play 40 games within their division. So if you're in the American League East, you play the American League East, or the National League West, you play the West. And then you're going to play teams from the other league that are nearby. So like the Yankees will play against, you know, the Mets or Nationals or whatever, because they're close. They're in physical proximity. There'll be no fans in the stands. All the games will be on TV. Yeah, part of it is about money, but it's entertainment. Listen, we can't just watch Netflix, all right? We can't just keep streaming. I've said it before. I will say it again, all right? Binge watching has become binge eating. How fat am I going to get? Yeah, give me something different to watch. Baseball, all right? I'll watch baseball. And I'm not doing peanuts and Cracker Jack because I'm already too damn fat for any of that. But I will eat hot dogs because it's baseball. I'm curious. I'm enjoying Formula One. Formula One car racing is back with no fans. I'm enjoying that. That's pretty good. I watched a MotoGP motorcycle race. That was pretty good. Not as good as the car race, but still good. Basketball is coming up. The NBA is still planning this thing at Disney World. Is it going to happen? I don't know. NBA players keep sneaking out of the bubble to hook up with groupies. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. No, the happiest place on earth is the hotel behind Disneyland where the players are hooking up with the girls. I don't know. I told you, I feel like the NBA, it shouldn't be NBA. It should just be pickup basketball played by NBA players. I just think that would be so much more fun, so much more entertaining. Just a roll a basketball out 5-on-5. They can pick their teams and go for it, and we get to watch. I would love that, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And finally, I'm going to say rest in peace and thank you to John Lewis. Congressman John Lewis, civil rights leader John Lewis, civil rights fighter John Lewis, a man who marched with Dr. King, who was at Selma, and on and on and on, devoted his life to helping people, devoting his life to fighting against this racism and segregation, made it to Congress, fought them on their own terms, always, always a thorn in their side, always fighting. Do me a favor and recognize this man by doing something. Vote. I think that's the best tribute we can pay to him. Vote. Be an informed voter. Don't let them stop you from voting. I know it's going to be hard in a lot of places. They're doing everything to stop you from voting. But let's get out there. Let's vote. Let's do what we can. All right? Mr. Lewis, I thank you for your service. And I thank you guys for listening. Who's paying attention? As always, you are. I know this podcast was a little short, and there's so much more you can get into. But come on, how many Karen stories do you really need me to tell you? You know. I love you guys. Not too much news, okay? Just news, but not too much news. And keep laughing. Look for something funny. Listen to some music. The weather's nice. If you can, go for a walk. Go have dinner on a patio. Be safe, but enjoy it. It's summertime. Man, if we're still locked up when the weather gets bad, we're really going to be edgy. Edgy. So let's enjoy it while we can. Let's enjoy each other. Let's stay safe. Let's wear masks and avoid the COVIDiots. They're everywhere. Thank you and good night.